our prayer goals for this year,
why we have them, why they're important, how they connect to everything that goes to H2O. We want to open our hearts and minds to something truly special this morning, a vision for what God wants to do through us this year as a community. We're going to talk about the prayer goals, like I said, and why they matter, and the incredible impact we believe God is calling us to make on this campus this year. So I want you guys to take a moment to think back to your first year on campus. You know, what was that like for you? You know, for me, I remember feeling so anxious coming to campus, worried if I'd find friends or if college would be a lonely place. It was that very real feeling of searching for belonging that reveals the truth about our campus and about campuses in general. While Ohio State is a vibrant and exciting place full of opportunity, it can also be a really dark one. This is why we believe God is calling us to be part of bringing His light here this year. I want you guys to consider recent surveys that paint a picture of the significant struggle among college students despite all the opportunities this environment offers. Now, first, in 2024, nearly 1 in 4 college students were diagnosed with depression, and over a third struggled with anxiety. A recent survey found that 73% of college students find school overwhelming. Almost half of current college students have a diagnosed mental health condition. And beyond diagnoses, 78% of students reported experiencing moderate or high stress levels within the last 30 days, and 49% met the criteria for loneliness. Shockingly, nearly 1 in 4 students admitted to failing a class due to mental health struggles. And I put these up here on the screen because they're not just numbers. They're our friends, your classmates, maybe even you, feeling overwhelmed, stressed, lonely, and often unfulfilled. You're in a place that's supposed to be about growth and opportunity, an exciting place, yet so many people are struggling. We try to fill that sense of emptiness with accomplishments, with social validation, with distractions, but they all fall short. When I first arrived at college, I was desperate to make friends. I generally believed that if I could just fit in, I'd find a community. So perhaps naively, I thought going out and drinking would be the key to unlocking those friendships. But I was like sorely mistaken. Instead of connection with others, it led to even deeper loneliness and isolation. Each night spent chasing the elusive sense of belonging with the people I was going out with left me feeling more empty than before. Now, things faded, but the hollow feeling in my chest remained. It was a painful lesson in realizing that true connection isn't found in what you consume, but who you are and who you choose to be with. And that's the question that many of us face, isn't it? What if the answer isn't doing more in college, or chasing more, or consuming more? What if the answer lies in reprioritizing what truly matters in our lives? What if it's about finding something that generally fills that void in our hearts and in our lives, something that offers lasting hope and peace? And that's why our mission at H2O is cultivating a Christ-like community at OSU to grow His kingdom wherever we go. It's because of the profound need for change on campus, the desperate need for the hope of Jesus. That's what this campus needs, is Jesus. So the question becomes, what does that look like for us this year? What would a church look like that was truly living out this mission right here, right now, on this campus? We believe that our core values give us a clear picture of how to exactly do that. You know, our core values aren't just fancy words on a website. If you've actually gone to look at them at the website, I'm not sure if people have, but you know, maybe, maybe not. They are the bedrock of who we are and what we strive to be. And to me, they paint a picture of a thriving, Christ-centered community. But before we get into those core values, let's pray. Father, just thank you for bringing us here this morning to engage with you, engage with one another, to reconnect with people we haven't seen in a while. I just pray that you would be with us, guiding us. I pray that this morning would be a morning where you speak directly to each one of us in some way. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you speak to each individual heart. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, since I wasn't sure that all of you had actually gone to the website to see the core values or even knew what they were, I thought I'd do a quick introduction of them for us. Because again, I think this is what would paint a picture of a community that's living out this mission. So at HO, we say spiritual formation is our way. And the way we describe that is that we say we, having put our faith in Christ as the true way, cultivate one another in apprenticeship to Jesus by walking with him in fervent prayer, study, and meditation on Scripture, spiritual disciplines, and obedience to his teaching. You know, this isn't just about knowledge. It's about transformation in our hearts. It's about becoming more like Jesus in every aspect of our lives. And our hope of becoming more Christ-like is beautifully captured by Dallas Willard when he said, "The aim of spiritual formation is to become a person of love, and you cannot become a person of love without becoming like Jesus Christ." We want to become people who are like Jesus and reflect him to others around us. This is a journey. It's not a destination. It's a journey we believe that God wants us to walk. God wants to walk with us on every single day. We want to be a community who strives to be like Christ, to be imitators of him on campus. Next one is humility. We say humility is our posture. We aim to embody Christ-likeness by living and serving with transparency, understanding, and the admission that we are all in need of grace from God and from one another. You know, this for us means letting go of pride, being open about our struggles, and truly seeing others with compassion. We want to live out this quote by C.S. Lewis. He says, "Humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less." You know, thinking of ourselves less is about focusing on others' needs, not our own ego, not what we need. This is a countercultural posture in a world that tells us to be self-focused, to do what you have to do to succeed, and to always put yourself first. You know that this takes sacrifice of time and talent to be humble and effort, and we believe that it's worth it as individuals and as a community. I believe that this could really be something that sets us apart on this campus. Next, we have community as our reality. We share life together in fellowship, walking with one another in authenticity, kindness, grace, and holiness. We're not meant to do life alone. We are called to bear one another's burdens, celebrate each other's victories, and truly belong. You know, beyond the numbers we shared about earlier about loneliness on campus, consider this research. Research consistently shows that strong social connections are a leading predictor of overall well-being, academic success, and even physical health. And I would say even spiritual health. In fact, one study found that students with strong social support networks were significantly less likely to experience severe distress. We're not just talking about hanging out here. We're talking about belonging, about finding the people who truly see you and walk with you no matter what. And doesn't that type of community sound great? To be a part of that? I believe that this kind of community is a picture of the gospel in action. As Proverbs say, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Our goal is to be a community that actively, intentionally sharpens one another, making us better equipped to live for Jesus. And finally, we have mission is our call. We partake in the growth of God's kingdom by preaching the gospel, by showing hospitality to our neighbors, by living justly, and by serving the felt needs of our campus, city, and world. We are called to be salt and light to this campus, to bring the hope of Jesus wherever we go. Our mission isn't just about grand gestures. It often happens in small, everyday moments. It's about seeing people around you, offering a genuine smile, a word of encouragement, or simply a listening ear. It's about remembering that hope of Jesus isn't just for Sunday mornings, but for every corner of this campus. And we are the hands and feet called to bring that hope. It's living out the belief that little acts done in love can change the world one person at a time. This mission gives our lives purpose beyond ourselves. It's the answer to the longing for meaning that so many students feel. And so these core values are a picture of our mission statement lived out. But how do we paint that picture here at OSU? That's where our yearly prayer goals come in. You know, one time I heard that vision is a picture of a future that creates a passion in you, and my goal today is to ignite a passion in you for what God could do through you and through HCO as we see the picture of our core values come alive on this campus. So the question becomes, how do we paint this picture? We do it through our prayer goals, through praying for them and living them out. And I would say living them out is just as important as praying for them. For spiritual formation, we want to pray that everyone at HCO is daily in the presence of God. So we want to believe God for this year, that we'd all daily be in the presence of God. Think about Psalm 16:11. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. This verse speaks directly to the deep longing and guidance and fulfillment that so many students experience. And it tells us that true joy and the path to a life well lived are found in God's presence. We want you to live lives characterized by joy, by fulfillment, basically living life to the full. This happens through being in the presence of God daily. It's not a checklist, it's a relationship. I want you guys to realize that it's not a checklist of things we need to do, but it's a relationship. It's about waking up and inviting Jesus into your day before you even check your phone. It's about turning to him in the middle of a stressful study session or a boring lecture. This is where transformation begins. You know, for humility, we want to pray that we would regularly live others-oriented lives through our faith in God. Let's look at Philippians 2. It says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. This is the very heart of Christian humility. It challenges our natural tendency towards self-focus and encourages us to actively care for those around us. We want to live lives of humility. This happens through regularly doing things that show you value others above yourself. It could be as simple as listening intently to a friend or helping someone move or offering a kind word when it's least expected. You know, this is our posture. Not just for people we know, but for the entire campus. It's a posture that says, you matter to me because you matter to God. And we want campus to know that. We want them to know that they matter to God. For community, we want to pray that people weekly participate in the life of HCO Church. Now, Hebrews 10:24 says, and let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. So this could seem like it's about events, but this isn't about getting a lot of people to events or getting many people to events. This is about putting ourselves in position to grow. We believe that encouragement, spiritual growth, and general belonging happen in the midst of community. When we gather together, open our lives, and truly spur one another on, that is where we grow spiritually. You know, I like this quote from C.S. Lewis. He said, friendship is unnecessary like philosophy, like art. It has no survival value. Rather, it is one of those things which gives value to survival. And Christian community gives us that deeper value, that deeper form of connection, that deeper opportunity for us to learn and grow from one another. It connects us to something eternal. When we commit to meeting together, we are choosing to build something that lasts beyond our 4 years here at OSU. We're hoping that we'd build friendships that would last maybe 2, 3, maybe a lifetime after we graduate, because they're built not just on us having similar interests, but us growing together spiritually, us taking steps of faith together and whatnot. And for mission, we want to pray that everyone throughout the semester would live an invitational lifestyle to those outside our community. Matthew 5:16 tells us, in the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. You know, campus is a dark place, and it desperately needs the radiant light of Jesus. And that light, that hope, shines brightest through us. It's not about like grand gestures that we can make or lengthy theological sermons or having that right thing to share out of the Bible with somebody. It's about how we live, how we interact with others. When we generally live out our faith, we courageously invite others into our lives and embody love, joy, humility, and authentic community. People see something different as we do those things. They witness our good deeds, not as a performance or something we have to do, but as a reflection of God's heart. And through that, they are irresistibly drawn to Him. Imagine the incredible power when our lights shine together, unified as we live life side by side. It's about being real and welcoming, living in such a magnetic way that others can't help but ask, what is it about you? What is it about your friends? Now, John 13 says this, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. As we live lives of love, love to those around us, people will take notice. You know, I learned this firsthand during my senior year of college. I met a friend, John. He started inviting me to hang out with his Christian friends, and I saw their lights shine together, living with genuine joy, meaning, and purpose that came from Christ. I realized that the true key to joy was a relationship with Jesus. For me, that realization was a game changer, and it wasn't just a one-time decision that I made in my life, but through looking at their lives, I saw that it was ongoing surrender that I committed myself to. Your invitation, your life, can be the turning point for someone else. Your story matters. Let's be the light that OSU needs this year. So again, we come back to the question of how are we going to pray for these things, but then how are we going to live them out? We talked about the prayer. But before we get into the how, I want us to be reminded of our why. Why does this matter so much? Why is H2O here on campus? Why is praying for these things and living them out so important? Because let's be honest, this campus desperately needs Jesus. It needs His light, His hope, His transforming power. Right now, countless students are coming to this campus and are wrestling with anxiety that feels crippling, academic pressures that suffocate them, loneliness that makes them feel utterly invisible. They are searching for purpose in fleeting trends and temporary highs. They are looking for a community that sees and accepts them for who they are, but often only find a culture of comparison and performance. The good news is we have the answer. We have the good news of Jesus Christ. And that transforming power of Jesus doesn't flow through programs or perfect events. It flows through people like you and me. The world-changing love of Christ is made visible when we, as a community, intentionally live out our faith. We are the hands and feet of Jesus
on this campus.
You know, our core values are more than just words on a page. They're a roadmap for how we can embody the love of Christ and make his presence known on this campus. This fall, our prayer is to be a community defined by a people who are daily seeking the presence of God, a people who actively value others above themselves, a people defined by authentic, grace-filled relationships, a people who are equipped and mobilized to share the gospel. Now, this isn't just about us. It's about this campus, about this college. So I'm about making a profound impact for the glory of God. You know, and I've seen this power firsthand as God works through community. I think back to the loneliness and anxiety that we talked about earlier. The very feelings that so many on campus are battling. A while back, a woman came to H2O who was carrying that heavy burden. She felt those things. But she stepped into our community. She saw that it was more than just a group of friends. She saw love that was active and tangible as we reached out to her. Through our community's intentionality, she found a love that began to relieve her anxieties and fill her loneliness. So much so, now she is joyfully serving as a missionary in a foreign country. I want you guys just to soak that in a little bit. A missionary in a foreign country is a hard thing to do. It is very lonely. It brings up a lot of anxieties. But she met Jesus here, and it changed her life. And it was through our community. Her life was fundamentally changed because a community chose to live out its faith. So again, how are we going to pray for these things, and how are we going to live them out? Well, this fall, we're kicking things off with some amazing Welcome Week activities. I don't know if you guys know this, we can't chalk anymore, so we're not allowed to chalk on campus. So chalking is not one of those that I wrote down originally in my notes, but we're not going to chalk. We'll try to figure out something else. But we do want to spread the word about H2O on campus some way, so we'll figure it out. We'll have our fun first-year social again, where we get to welcome people to campus. We'll be present at the involvement fair connecting. And we'll connect people through our first community group, which is going to be, we're sort of discussing it now. It might be, if it's good weather, out on the Oval, or it could be in Anderson 240 if it's bad weather. But, and we'll have an outdoor worship again, just to name a few. And I've thrown a lot of things at you. What I encourage you to do is they can all be found on our website or in our H2O kickoff group me, which I think we have a slide for. If you haven't joined that, feel free to join that, and you'll know about all the events. It'll be helpful to me if you could say you're going to those events so it doesn't look like only one person is going to them. As new people look at those things, you know, that might think our community isn't really close because Elijah's the only one who's going to go to the first year social or something like that. So as you look at those things, make sure you say you're going, because that'd be very helpful. But in all these things, these are just opportunities to live out our mission and invite others in. The events themselves are not the thing. At the heart of these events is living out our prayer goals and core values this year. And we will start to focus on that through our community group. This year, we're going to make it even easier to connect and grow. Every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m., we will eat a meal together on campus. After the first week, we'll definitely be in Anderson 240. And each week, we'll intentionally either learn more about or try to live out one of our prayer goals. We'll have a rotation of focusing on one prayer core value and its prayer goal each week. So 1 week for spiritual formation, we'll talk about what it truly means to daily be in the presence of God. Maybe we'll even practice disciplines together. Another week, we might practice humility through doing a community service project together, actively living out, valuing others above ourselves. Then 1 week, we'll do something fun together to grow our community, maybe a team building activity or something like that, which will strengthen the bonds, our bonds, and help us be authentic and grace-filled to one another. And finally, we'll learn practical skills to use while we're on mission, equipping us to live that invitational lifestyle more effectively. This intentional rhythm will help us not just talk about our faith, but truly live it out together. It will remind us of what we're praying for. Campus needs Jesus. It needs his light, his hope, his transforming power. And that power flows through people like you and me. You know, I want to ask you guys, will you join us in praying for these audacious goals? Will you commit to seeking God's presence daily, living humbly, investing deeply in our community, and shining his light to those around you? If this is something that you think, oh, this is kind of interesting to me, but I want some more details, because I sort of went over the how kind of quickly, I have an invitation for you guys. I want to invite you to our H2O Mission and Vision Brunch on Saturday, August 23rd at 10:30 a.m. We'll do a little bit of a reviewing of what I shared this morning about prayer goals with people, and then we'll talk about the things we're going to do this year on campus. There'll be much more interactive time, too, where people can ask questions. It's a time to learn more, connect with others who have this passion, and discover how you can be a part of something truly transformative this year. I have another invitation for you guys right now. I want you to join us in praying for these prayer goals. I think I have them on the screen again, possibly, yes. You can take a picture of that so you remember throughout the week, but I also want to invite you to start praying. We're going to have a time of prayer right now and lift these things up, where we get to pray for them and also even commit ourselves to being imitators of Jesus. And so the way this time is going to work is I'm going to just open us in prayer, and then it's just going to be, some people call it popcorn style. You guys can just jump in when you feel like you want to pray for one of these things or God stirs your heart in some way. And then after a little while, I'll close us in prayer, and then we'll continue worship through communion. So let's pray. Father, I just thank you for bringing us here this morning to just engage with ways that we can live out our faith on campus this year. We know that it starts with you, Jesus. It starts with you, Father, Holy Spirit. We could try to live these things out, but if we're not praying to do them in your power, they'll be utterly useless. So I pray that you would help us to just remember to pray for these things and to live out these prayer goals in your power. And I just pray this in Jesus' name.